The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Hi, it's Andy. Welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Why don't we get further reflection on yesterday's Quad Series defeat in the final as we lost 46-58 to Australia. First up, Jess was asked about the roses and she said that we ran out of steam, but it was okay that it hurt.
Obviously it's going to hurt losing the game in that nature, but we've just spoken at the end there as a group that there's a ton of learning we needed to get out of this Quad Series, and I think it's in some ways, in a few weeks' time and a few months' time, it won't most probably do us harm just to have that reminder as to when Australia are at their best and we're not hitting our straps, what does that look like? I was really pleased with the response from yesterday's game going into today's and actually flipping the tables for the first 45 minutes and getting them to chase us. And I don't think the last 15 minutes, or we shouldn't afford the last 15 minutes to define how well we've done. And the learning and improvement that we've shown. So we've put a big shift in over this Quad Series. We responded well after yesterday. We got them chasing us for a majority of that game. And that last quarter just wasn't good enough. We lost our structures. We were found wanting a little bit just defensively, which has been a huge strength of ours, both yesterday and today. We really had Australia not looking like a normal Australian team on the ball. But we just ran out of steam. It appeared we ran out of steam. We weren't quite dictated in the same way. And we lost too much ball in that attacking end third. And that's what happens against a quality side. So whilst it hurts now, it won't be doing us any harm at all to be reminded of that, because that's how you get punished at the top level. But in terms of being at the top table with the best teams in the world, you've got to be able to take the wins and losses on the chin, but you've got to be able to learn and implement what's needed next time on a bigger stage. And that's what the whole Quad Series was about, learning and understanding what that means for next time. So, yeah, that's where our focus will turn. And we wanted to make a final, and I feel like yesterday and today we've tried to play the game like a final. And I think that will be invaluable, really. We certainly won't be forgetting our performance yesterday either.
Despite the loss, Beth asked Serena if she still felt England were among the best teams of the world.
I mean, look at it. You guys have won against Jamaica. You guys won in New Zealand. And if you take that last 15 minutes out, you guys were going for it against Australia. Are you guys as a squad now saying that you guys are up there with Australia and New Zealand and aren't seen as underdogs anymore, because we're still saying we want to be up there with the best? Do you guys believe that you guys are one of the best?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've been one of the best teams for the last 6 years, to be honest with you. It's not just come now. I think we've under Jess, we've been able to develop more consistent performances against the top teams, but this has been coming for a long time. So you know, we're not surprised to find ourselves out there going toe-to-toe with Australia or beating New Zealand or beating South Africa, because it's where we want to be. I think the really exciting thing about the sport now is that that's where everybody expects us to be, not ourselves. And I think we've dragged the fans along on that journey with us, which is fantastic. And those expectations require, you know, it means new challenges, and it means that we have to step up as a team constantly. So it's exactly where we want to be. And come Commonwealth Games, you know, there's no reason why we can't be confident, because we know we can go toe-to-toe. We know what works, and we know how to win. And, you know, for me, that's all that matters, you know, in terms of the preparation, is everybody understanding how to win.
And are you guys now going to take that last 15 minutes as what you said, Jess, as a learning, and kind of go, right, we're going to prove now that last 15 minutes is not what we're all about. We're going to go for it at the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly don't think that, as I said before, it doesn't define the quality in this group. And it can become quite a distraction. Look, tonight, it's okay if it hurts. Like, it's okay if people feel disappointed. You've got to acknowledge those feelings and responses after a game. I don't think it's healthy not to. But I think we then have to just move on and certainly spend more attention on the three previous games in the first three quarters of today are far more valuable than just overthinking 15 minutes. You know, it's credit to Australia. They get it this time. We've never won this Quad Series. It's never had a final before. And I'm just super pleased that we pushed ourselves into that final and gave ourselves a chance to compete. And the more that we can do that, the better prepared we are for commies. And that's, yeah, I think we've ticked a lot of boxes off.
And Jess was asked about concerns over turnovers. and what she might do to address this in the future.
I was actually really pleased with the fact that we knew that today's game and playing Australia, we knew before we even got to this tournament that getting finding ball off Australia was hard. We didn't know what type of Australian team we were going to come up against. And I felt yesterday we found key turnover at critical times and more of it. And we cherished that ball through the court better. Today, we understood that they may be few and far between because we expected Australia's ball retention to be better. But you don't need many against Australia. You just need a few and take them through. And I just felt like that fell away later in the game. But I thought our defensive structures, I think you're used to Australian teams pinging the ball around, finding space. And that certainly happened for them in the last quarter. But up until that point and yesterday, I felt like we put a good amount of hesitation in their ball distribution. They didn't find the clear lines that they're used to finding. So I'm actually quite pleased with that. And I think you have to be ready when you play these teams that you're not going to be afforded the luxury of a lot of ball. But I think we had enough. I do think we had enough to win. That last quarter, I think we just sat too far off. We ran out of steam really, and Australia punished us for that, and their clear lines and fast breakout was back in play. But I don't think we've seen that characteristic necessarily yesterday or for three quarters today, and that's a great measure of our defensive efforts.
Hi, it's Gretel Boetta and you're listening to The Netball Show.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk, getting further reflection on England's 46-58 loss in the Quad Series. And Stacey and Gretel spoke to media after the game.
I guess from an attacking point of view, we were starting to find some good space, and I think our conversion was there. We just needed to keep building defensively across the court to get our opportunities. And, I just think as the experience that was out on court, we were able to just move the ball. And this team is very fit, so, we want to make sure that we can bust games open get that open run.
And there's obviously lots of learnings that you'll take away from this series. What have been the biggest ones for you so far?
Oh, there's been quite a bit. I think there's different ways of winning games, and we obviously throughout this series have experienced that, where you've got to be able to go goal for goal and be comfortable feeling uncomfortable, and you've got to be able to recognise momentum shifts when they happen. So I think our ability to recognise those moments and keep attacking the game is probably a great strength that we've started to shape.
Hi, congratulations to you both. Obviously, the last 15 minutes from yesterday and today was a dramatic difference. What do you think, Stacey, was the big shift? Was it the fact that you were a bit more patient, or do you think it was England's style of play that made the difference in those last 15 minutes for both games?
I think our hardness onto the ball was certainly better, and our court balance gave us the space to run. And defensively, I just thought our repeated efforts just went for a little bit longer, which started to accumulate some pressure, and then you had to have the courage to actually go for the contest. So I think, yesterday was really tough and it set a standard, and we knew that we had to come out and be ready for that sort of onslaught.
And Gretel, I mean, only missing one shot, 98% today. And the fact that you were able to smile with your little one at the end, how amazing has it been? I know the bubble's been difficult, to have your little one there and proving that just because you've had a baby doesn't mean it's going to stop you from smashing it on court.
Yeah, I think it's really special. I'm really proud of the girls and how we just grinded out that game. And like Stacey said, we had a game plan and we saw it come to life and stuck with it. And I think the connectedness of the team showed today out on court, so that was really exciting. And yeah, to have my family there was super special. Can't thank Netball Australia enough for allowing me to bring Bobby with me and my husband. So they've definitely been embraced by the team, and it's been great.
Stacey, this is your first win as a head coach of the Diamonds in an international meet. How do you feel personally about everything? Are you really excited about the result?
Yeah, absolutely. To be in front of this type of crowd, see passionate netball fans out there supporting, what has been a great competition. And I think for me, it's just when you see the girls put in so much hard work behind the scenes, and whilst at times there's been limited opportunities, they've certainly made it purposeful. And when you see them bring things to life and own their performance,
no greater feeling than it, than sitting there and being able to watch that unfold.
Gretel, how good were some of those England players since last time you were here?
Yeah, I think England as a whole, well, as a team, has really improved, and they've got a lot of depth as well that they yeah, work with. And I know playing with Sonia McCloma at the New South Wales Swifts in 2014, she has a wealth of knowledge in their defensive end. So, yeah, I could see her talking to the goal defence and goalkeeper during the game, and I was trying to work out what she was saying, but the thick English accent came through. But no, I think they've definitely improved as a whole, and that's what makes it exciting.
And you're no closer to joining Storm.
Oh. One day, maybe. No, we're keeping her in Australia.
Please. Thanks as always for your support. Remember, if there's something going on at your club, you can send us a DM. We're at The Netball Show on Twitter. Or you could always send us an email, info@thenetballshow.co.uk.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.